Dan, what's the reaction to that?
Disappointing. You know, we started the game well, and you know, we were probably the architects of our own downfall. You know, we gave away a goal before half time, and all of a sudden it was a different ball game, and we struggled in the second half.
Yeah. Really played with some brilliant football in the first 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, we did, and we just, you know, the one thing you can't do against Tyrone is turn ball over cheaply in the final third, and we got that. And I mean, the best counter attacking team probably in the country is Tyrone, and we were punished. You know, something we had spoken about during the week that we couldn't allow to happen, but it happened. We gave it a ball away very cheaply in our final third, and all of a sudden we're under pressure at the back.
Yeah, and then the second half they got that goal very early, didn't they?
Yeah, well, it came again from a ball being turned over high up the field from our point of view, and that, I mean, that's just been a frustrating. It's been a frustrating even from that point of view, that you know, just cheap ball turned over in basic areas that really cost us. We did play well for 20, 25, 30 minutes the first half until that goal went in, you know.
But the funny thing, the heads didn't go down after that goal. You responded.
They responded, and we got it. And even after that, we took it back into two, and then we had opportunities. And again, we just were thrown and you know, the way that they can get back and defend. And I mean, as I said, it's something that we spoke about, but we just didn't do well enough out there then in terms of our final execution and that final third.
But that the style of football you're playing, the more open, more blasé type of football, you're kind of open to that, aren't you, a bit?
Well, we are. I mean, we are, yeah. We do push more men forward, and you know, as I said, it's work in progress, no doubt about it. There's some lads finding their feet, there's some lads coming back into it that still have a bit to go to get to the levels that they need to get to. So listen, there's still a fair bit of work to do. I know the games are coming ticking fast with Monaghan next week, and you know, we've got to get ready for that there now. But listen, it's just disappointing that we didn't you know, see out the good work we started in the first 25 minutes of that game.
Yeah. No Patrick McGrady tonight, no Paul Brennan tonight, no Marty O'Reilly tonight.
Yeah, listen, I mean, these things happen in terms of injuries. We just have to, you know, part of the game. He's picked up an injury that needs to, he's got a scan, so we're just looking at it now, and we'll see what the story is on it.
What's the injury?
You can talk to the medical team about it.
Right, okay. And Marty O'Reilly and Paul Brennan?
Paul Brennan had an ankle injury going into the game, so he will hopefully be back to train next week. It's not in series. Marty will be back to train next week also, but they weren't right for the match tonight.
All isn't lost yet. You still have 2 points.
Yeah, listen, there's 2 matches left, and as I say, we've probably got to 1-2 of them now, and that's where we're at. So listen, we get ready, we get back to train Monday and get ready for next week.
Pick up any other knocks tonight?
I haven't been in, to be quite honest, because I had a couple of meetings, so I didn't get a chance, but I'll assess everyone now when I get back in.
Andy Thompson back in the panel, Declan?
Yeah, absolutely, back training this weekend, and you know, not in decent enough shape, so I mean, these games will be coming too quick for him, but listen, he'll be there for the championship run, and that's positive. A real experienced player coming in that setup now.
Neil McGee and Paddy
Moran
not too far away,
Declan? Yeah, Neil's just, you know, he's just He's not far away now, absolutely not. And Paddy's very, very close now. We had penciled in the remaining two games to see can we get him in, so we'll look at that there. But they're very, very close now, yeah, exactly, yeah. So,
Declan, was the style of game the night what you expected or what you planned for? Yeah. Probably a wee bit more defensive than you've maybe been going.
We knew this is what we were going to be faced with, and it meant that we needed to be that 1, 2, 3 points ahead to make sure that once Tyrone got ahead, it was always going to be difficult, and especially against, when I say inexperienced, I mean, a lot of them are inexperienced, but against that type of hard running Tyrone team, when they do get bodies stuck forward, they do punish you when you turn the ball over.
Does that, you know, if you were to come upon them in the summer, does it suggest you might go with a similar game plan, or you know,
listen, as I said, it's work in progress. It's going to take time. I did say it's not going to take weeks or months. It's going to take a bit of time for us to implement exactly what we're doing, and it does leave us open, there's no doubt about it. We just have got to become better defensively all over the park when we don't have the ball.